Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Did you know that life can come from a tomb? Let me explain to you as I read 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Here we read this. Then Elisha died, and they buried him. And the raiding bands from Moab invaded the land in the spring of that year. So it was, as they were burying a man, that suddenly they spied a band of raiders, and they put the man in the tomb of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood on his feet. Again, that's 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Now, the prophet Elisha became sick, and the illness ran its course, and Elisha died, as we read in verse 20. He was not carried up into heaven the way that his mentor Elijah was. That was not God's plan or will for Elisha. Like countless others before and after him, Elisha simply became old, sick, and then he died. And then they buried him. Sometime after Elisha was buried, a strange thing happened. As some Israelites were burying a man, a group of violent thieves, the Bible here calls them raiders, they came upon them, and in a hurry, they put the man in the tomb of Elisha. Now, for the strange thing, when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood on his feet. You have to admit, this is one of the more unusual miracles in the Bible. There's no explanation about how or why this happened, and this silence suggests that there was no magic in the bones of Elisha to bring anyone else to life. If there was, there would have been a long line of people bringing their dead loved ones to Elisha's tomb. Instead, this was a unique, one-time miracle to bring honor to the memory of this great prophet. As such, this passage should never be used as an excuse for the superstitious practice of the veneration or the worship of what are called relics. In some churches all over the world, there are what are claimed to be the bones or the bits of this or that saint, or pieces of the cross, or whatever. These should be regarded as frauds that invite idolatry. As well, this passage should never be used as an excuse for the bizarre practice of laying upon or touching the graves of men or women of God from the past, thinking that some kind of magical power can come through such contact. As the old commentator Adam Clark wrote, quote, "This is the first and I believe the last account of a true miracle performed by the bones of a dead man." This strange incident of 2 Kings chapter 13 was the beginning and the end of it. Yet, there are two wonderful points of application. First, we can also be brought to life by our contact with these dead prophets, not through their bones, but through their words. Read what God gave us through the apostles and prophets. Read God's word. God brings the dead to life through a word brought through prophets that are long past. Second, remember that there is a tomb that brings life, but this is the empty tomb of Jesus risen from the dead. We're grateful that there are no bones in the tomb of Jesus, and that in him we're promised eternal life. Look, by faith, associate yourself with the risen Jesus Christ, and you will enjoy his resurrection life today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.